Welcome. Hola. Bienvenidos. Bonjour et bienvenue to the Social Network Show. Welcome to the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. We give you actionable information to make your social networking the best it can be for business to business, business to consumer, and for folks who just like to post. And now, broadcasting from the studios of the Hank Greenspoon School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the host of the Social Network Show, Jim Nico, and Dr. Jane Karwoski.
Welcome to the Social Network Show. I'm your host, Dr. J, Jane Karwoski, experimental psychologist. And along with me is my co-host, Jim Nico. Today we are going to really emphasize the positive, and we're glad about that because 3 years ago when we started our show, we were very positive. We did things like Galaxy Zoo and the Protein Folding Project where people could crowdsource scientific projects and just all kinds of good news. But in the meantime, so much hate has come out on cyberspace and so forth that we had to deal with some negative things. But welcome to the initial episode of a new series highlighting an exciting cultural movement for good that is gaining steam. Today, you're going to meet Aaron Sharinian, who serves as the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer for the UN Foundation. He leads the foundation's public relations efforts, media relationships, strategic outreach, and online presence. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Aaron before we get into what we're talking about today, which is the Plus Social Good movement. Before joining the UN Foundation, Aaron served as the Managing Director of Public Affairs for the Millennium Change Corporation, a U.S. government development assistance agency administering poverty reduction grants, and in 40 different countries. In this capacity, he oversaw the agency's strategic communications portfolio, media relationships, and public relations agenda. His experience also includes a decade as a Foreign Service Officer for the U.S. State Department of State and a press attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Quito, Ecuador. We are very honored to welcome you to the Social Network Show, Mr. Sharinian.
Thank you, Dr. J. Thanks for having me. It's great to be part of this conversation and this community.
Thank you for all your brilliant work in spreading social good. And we are very, very honored and grateful that you're here today, and we look forward to a long and prosperous and helpful future with you.
Well, Aaron, can you first give our listeners a bit of background regarding the UN Foundation and Plus Social Good? What is it?
Absolutely, and again, it's great to be part of this dialogue, this conversation and community, because the UN Foundation at its core believes in the same things that I think our listeners and the people that are interacting with us today believe in, and that's that we have to connect. We have to connect people and ideas and resources, and in the case of the UN Foundation, our mission is to connect all of those things with the UN so the UN can do some of the biggest, most important work of a generation. So the UN Foundation was established by a historic gift by Ted Turner over 15 years ago with the mission to step in and help support the UN by connecting people in ways that maybe they didn't know they could connect. And that's why the UN Foundation, whether it's helping people to get involved in raising their voice to help fight disease or help empower girls and women or help talk about the environment and ways to get involved in combating climate change, that's the reason that we love being a part of the Plus Social Good movement. And Plus Social Good is one of the campaigns and initiatives that we're proud to support here in the foundation. And really, you know, to answer your question, I think we've got to step back for a minute and look at the fact that two trends have emerged over the last little bit. There are these two trends that have emerged side by side. There's been this influx in investment in social good issues. People who said, hey, I've got an idea. I've got something that I really want to get involved with. This is my world. It's a world that I want to be a better place. And then technology, the technology revolution has happened at the same time.
Right.
And people are able to, I mean, today they can connect with thousands of people, tens of thousands of people through social network. So what we found is that these two things have overlapped, but they're connecting now because Plus Social Good empowers this new generation that some call the connected generation, mm-hmm. to work together to develop and advance new solutions. So those two things coming together, we applaud, we're excited about. That's what the Plus Social Good community is about. It's about people who believe they've got a role in a better world and people who've got the technology, the voice, the social media impact to make sure that that happens in a big, transparent, and impactful way.
Well, that sounds like a perfect storm for good. And I imagine you have some partners in this effort.
You know, at the core of everything that we do, we believe that a good partnership is what's going to make something not only have great impact at a global scale, but be sustainable and smart and accountable to itself. So we do have some great partners. We've been proud that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Case Foundation, Cisco, Caterpillar, Mashable, the Rockefeller Foundation, the UN Development Program, the 92nd Street Y and Enactus, and I just listed off to you that family of founding partners of Plus Social Good. But in there you heard partners that care about these issues because they have big investments in a big world and issues we need to work on, but also organizations that are supporting students, a media organization that connects people who are enthusiasts for tech. So those are some of the partners that have been part of this great effort. Great partners because they come at it from different angles with a common agenda.
That is a great group of people. And how did Plus Social Good get off the ground in the first place?
Its story and its birth is one that I love telling about because it got off the ground in May 2013. And what happened was it was birthed as part of a great convening that with our partners, again, the ones that I mentioned, Mashable and at the 92nd Street Y, and through this great convening, we had the ability to bring people together at an event in New York City when the UN General Assembly takes place, one of the most important weeks of the year. But people after the event ended said, wait a minute, we want to be connected. We want to talk, and we want to have our own events in our own cities. It shouldn't just happen to be in New York. And since then, growing to almost 40,000 members, fans and followers and people who contribute from 148 countries, what people did was they said, we want to host our own convening of people who believe in a better world and who believe in the power of technology. So there have been 300 events to date around the world. These are small hangouts from the base camp of Mount Everest to summits in cities like Florianapolis, Brazil, places large and small. One took place in the Élysée Palace in Paris. Huh. Others have taken place in organizations large and small around East Asia, Africa. So it's grown through that first moment in 2013 after the Social Good Summit. It's grown into more than just the outcome of an event. It's grown into its own organic movement.
That is an exciting tale. And going back a bit further, what was the inspiration for it to begin with? And how did it start?
You know, again, I told the story about how the summit took place. Mm-hmm. I think it started with, and I love going back to the original nugget of an idea. It started when people at the summit, and I will never forget this one friend who was part of the summit, and she was from the Philippines. And since then, we now have an advisor from the Philippines and a robust community in the Philippines. But her question to us was, this movement isn't owned by any one person. And that's really that question when she says, how can I have this same convening take place in the Philippines? I love that question. We got the question from everywhere. The phone started ringing, and people started saying, whether they're in Ukraine or Brazil or Nigeria, we want to host our own Plus Social Good community, and we want to talk to each other in between. So this idea that there's power in person, that's a very offline idea, right? But there's power online. We want to talk to each other via social media to identify the best ideas that are working in the mm-hmm. social good movement. What's failing? What doesn't work? And so that's really how it was born from that simple question that I'll never forget again, the face of that woman who said to us, I should be able to do this at home. And the answer is absolutely yes. In today's era, you should.
And there's how many different meetups around the world, like in the last year?
So there have been over 300 events worldwide since the beginning of Plus Social Good.
Oh, okay.
So when you think about that, this is the ability for people to come together, again, whether they've got the ability to get together in a school or a cafe or a UN office, uh-huh. or whether they want to do something massive in an auditorium or they want to get together. Again, the idea about the base camp idea, doing that at a base camp to signal to the world what's happening. The Plus Social Goods have happened also virtually around, and we can talk about that. I'd love to talk about what happens around some of these big meetings like Davos, like the big meeting in Davos, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Around those large convenings, those have happened as well, but also around smaller community-based events that happen around the world.
Well, and you've got leaders with a great track record for bringing together big ideas and opportunities, and I'm sure that leadership is key to the success of those smaller meetups because they've got the advantage of the best practices and years of experience.
Yeah, you know, the leaders really do tell a story about the era in which we live, and I can talk a more about the community itself because the community is made up of fascinating stories. But the leaders of this movement are people who, they're not going to wait around to be anointed something. These are people who are doing something. They believe in it. And I think you through your show and your work, you have identified that there's lots of these people around. And we love them. We love them because they are self-motivated leaders. And they come from a range of different activities. I think the one thing that brings these leaders together and a common trait of theirs is that they also believe that you need to be productive while at the same time you're being vocal. They love to talk about solutions.
Well, let's just touch briefly on the overall goal, you might say, of social good. It's a plus social good, I should say. It's a bit of a review, but before we have a bit of a break here, what is the overall goal of plus social good?
The vision is that we should be able to connect communities from across all sectors and geographies to help offer them new tools for collaboration and to share those new tools that gives them not just the chance to talk about the new tools, but give them access to policymakers, access to the thought leaders who set the big global agenda, and give them access to the people so that together they can accelerate social change. So this isn't about doing something in a corner or in a closet or in a back room. This is about doing things and sharing tools and telling local and global leaders that they're doing that. It's a global, aspirational, very inclusive idea. But more importantly, it's also one that's open source so that everyone, as they're sharing these tools, they're doing so in a way that can be shared across communities, across geographies, and across cultures.
And I love the fact that you include this agenda setting, because that is so important in establishing policy. I'm Jane Karwoski. You're listening to The Social Network Show, and our guest, Mr. Aaron Sherinian, Chief Communications and Marketing Officer of the UN Foundation. We'll talk more about that fantastic program, Plus Social Good, in the second half of today's show.
Questions? Comments? Email us at questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. We'll be right back.
As internet technology advances, so does the threat of cybercrime. And the instant you go online, you become vulnerable to dangers such as identity theft, computer viruses, phishing, spyware, and more. In times like these, we must all protect ourselves from cybercrime. Antivirus software, firewalls, and security patches are just the beginning. Never open suspicious emails, only navigate to trusted sites, and change your passwords every 90 days. Back up important files to external storage devices. Tell anyone who uses your computer to be vigilant when downloading from the internet. Keep your kids safe on the internet. Teach them never to give out personal information or post information about their school or extracurricular activities. Installing parental control software and monitoring their computer are all good ways to prevent cybercrime. To learn more about cybercrime, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Social Network Show.
Welcome back to the Social Network Show, where Jim Nico and I are chatting with Aaron Sherinian, Chief Communications and Marketing Officer of the UN Foundation. And we're speaking especially about Plus Social Good. Aaron, who makes up the Plus Social Good community?
The Plus Social Good community is made up of people who come from different ages and backgrounds, different zip codes and time zones, right? Mm-hmm. But they are people who are digitally connected. So these are people who understand the power of social media and technology. They're innovative. They're globally engaged, and most importantly, they realize, again, that if they're going to make change happen, they've got to talk to everyone. They can't just be isolated to talk to one particular segment of society or their network. They represent over 148 countries in the world, and if you visit Plus Social Good and if you look at some of the stories and some of the ideas that come forward, you'll see that it is a community that is vibrant in its geographic diversity and also totally different in terms of ages. It's made up of Plus Social Good connectors and advisors. These are people who are extremely vested and very active in what's going on, and they love to make connections with people. And so it's made up of these folks who, from different countries around the world, have their finger on the pulse of who's doing something very cool in social entrepreneurship, innovation, in their communities, and love to connect them together. They have chapters in places like Tunisia, Nigeria, Peru, and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people who love to identify what's happening in their community. They're people like you, Dr. J, people who are really good at connecting what's going on and highlighting the positive, exciting stories, but also who have the guts to say there's a problem we're not solving. How can we put technology to bear at these issues so that their voice can get heard, so that they can have conversations on Twitter chats and live stream chats, but at the same time can make global statements about what they want global leaders to do.
Wow. So you are talking about citizen participation and engagement on a global scale. I love it. What events? Tell us some of the events that you could point to that are truly exemplary in the spirit of Plus Social Good. And before I forget, too, would you tell us how to find Social Good online? You said to visit it. Where do
Absolutely.
We go?
Absolutely. I think that if folks want to visit plussocialgood.org, they will see right there immediately the stories and how they can become involved. Obviously on Twitter and on Facebook and on every media that is available to the socially digitally connected, you're going to find Plus Social Good conversations going on all the time. The Plus Social Good Twitter handle and the Social Good hashtag Social Good has a lot of really interesting stories that are taking place every day. You know, you asked me to tell you about some of those moments. And I want to tell you a story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love to tell the story about what's possible to happen in a place like India. You know, a population of a billion plus people. And India Plus Social Good was a moment when we said, we've got advisors and connectors, people in India that are doing interesting work. What would happen if we brought together a conversation in a city like Mumbai? And what would happen if we brought together people who don't normally get to know each other? These are people who have startups, maybe tech startups, maybe social good enterprises, maybe small NGOs, maybe government leaders, the head of the UNDP, for example, who is part of this, maybe people who have extreme insight into the corporate sector in India. We brought all these people together, and the conversation immediately started trending, and that told us something. Not just that it was popular, but it was interesting. People were saying, hey, I want to use technology to help make sure that I am improving the ability of people to get access to the economy. I want to be able to use social media to help protect women and girls who might be in vulnerable situations. I want to use social media. And their ideas started percolating in India. I was there. I saw it happen in Mumbai. We saw an interesting group come together that said, how can we use social media to make sure that the rights of the elderly population mm-hmm. are protected? And so it was fascinating to see what happens when people get into a room or get onto a Twitter stream that don't normally know each other. We saw this happen again around, you know, one of the most important meetings in the world scale of things is Davos. And around Davos and the World Economic Forum, the Plus Social Good community has been very, very powerful. And what they've done is in advance of these meetings and during these meetings, they've talked about new power. And that's something that a lot of people are writing about and talking about right now. But this idea about who is in power and who should have the ability to impact the global agenda. And then we've, of course, seen great conversations around issues like women's entrepreneurship, and Women's Entrepreneurship Plus Social Good was a day that spanned time zones and geographies. And it was a great conversation around Women's Entrepreneurship Day that had leading women entrepreneurs getting together in Hong Kong, the UK, Malaysia, Spain, Philippines. It spanned all the way to New York. And that's a story for me of where there was an event happening. Mm-hmm. There was a virtual moment that happened. And you didn't have to be in Malaysia to be part of a conversation. You could be having that conversation in the UK and Hong Kong about what works, what doesn't, and how people are leveraging technology.
So they are sharing how to make a change, it sounds like. Can you explain maybe some of the outcomes, what has happened as a result of this synergy that seems to be happening?
Sure. I love a couple of the things that we've seen that have taken place that are really powerful examples of how people can leverage technology and social media. Let me tell you a quick story about the Plus Social Good convening that happened recently in France and how it's an example of this community making real change. Our Plus Social Good advisor in France, dynamic guy, amazing connector, he brought together a conversation about the power of technology for getting people involved. And as you said, Dr. J, for citizen engagement. And what he did is he brought it together, this convening, and brought together examples of people using mobile technology, people like change.org, and people who also had local, smaller projects that they wanted to share. And he invited the president of France. And this event ended up being hosted with the president of France and having him attend and listen to some of these ideas and see how they could be used as we talk about issues like climate change this year when France in Paris hosts the big climate change summit. And the president was referencing these ideas he just heard about a couple of moments earlier, asking questions. And that for me was really exciting because then you had entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, talking to a head of state, him asking them questions, and then turning to his advisors and saying, why aren't we doing that? Let's talk about that.
Great.
That's social change at scale. But then to a level where we see really the human impact, we saw a researcher who listened to a speech in the Philippines given by one of our great advisors, Maria, and she's phenomenal. And they, after hearing the power of this, these folks came together to see if they could put into action the use of technology to help in the aftermath of Typhoon Ruby.
Uh-huh.
And it was remarkable to see what happened when volunteers came together and set up a project, Project Agos, that was able to link up with government officials, the civil defense officials, and volunteer groups to help respond to the situation after the typhoon. That, for us, is an example of technology for good.
Is that the case where people were able to communicate where they were and what help they needed?
It was an example in which people were leveraging technology to talk about what help was needed, but also what government services were immediately available and what volunteers were available.
Uh-huh.
And so I love the Project Agos story for us is one where people were talking about an issue and someone immediately applied it to a humanitarian emergency situation. And that's just a good example of where in today's connected generation, people aren't going to go and wait for permission to do something. They want an example of what they can do. And in the case of the typhoon aftermath, they were able to act on it immediately.
You know, that is so important because I see so many times today the individual motive or impulse to do something for others has actually been stymied by the existence of a formal arrangement to help others. And so this really puts the power back in the hands of the individuals who want to help and connects them. So it's the best of both worlds. It also connects them to the established governmental assistance and so on. This has been such a breath of fresh air. Aaron, I wondered if you could give us a preview of what listeners can expect for the following shows, because this is only our kickoff, of course, of the Plus Social Good series. And on the web, by the way, that is Plus spelled out, P-L-U-S, socialgood.org. And what can we expect from the following shows? What kind of guests and so forth? What kind of stories do you have in mind?
Well, I think this is a community that's all about stories, and especially in a year like this, like 2015, when the world is resetting its global goals, with the global goals that are being talked about, you're going to hear stories from people like Corey Fraser. She's a remarkable person, a person who's been at the heart of social change and social impact and social good issues, and she's helped to manage this community but also bring up some of the most interesting stories. You're going to hear from her. We're going to welcome to our community a friend and advisor who's talking about values and social media in the values revolution moment. And so that's going to be an exciting conversation that we're going to be able to have. We're going to be able to have those stories where, whether it's, again, something happening in Manila or the Philippines, to a conversation where we just saw a member of parliament in the UK. We're going to have those conversations, and people like Noah and Corey, over the course of our next few engagements, they're going to be able to tell those stories, ask questions, and preview for people how in 2015 they can get involved.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Sharinian, Chief Communications and Marketing Officer of the UN Foundation. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank Ted Turner for the genius and generosity that brought us here today. Thank you so much.
Thanks to all of you.
And thank you, our listener and most important guest, for joining us today. Please follow us on Twitter at @SocialNetShow. Jim Nico also publishes regularly on LinkedIn, so you can follow him there. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us via questions@thesocialnetworkstation.com. Please have fun and be safe online and off until we welcome you here again.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media, coming to you from the studios of the Hank Greenspan School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Listen to archived shows and follow us on Twitter. The views expressed on The Social Network Show are those of the hosts and guests and may not be the views of Social Network Intermedia. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia, copyright 2012.